QC Peter Farris on. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, guys.
What does this actually mean?
Well, sadly, there is no watch list.
Oh, great.
So there's a list, but they're not watching them.
No, there's not even a list. Look, obviously, police and intelligence agencies have people of interest on their database, and that would be thousands and thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
They may be investigating particular cases, but they don't have a separate list, a list of people who they are watching. No such thing. I mean, and they haven't got the resources to watch someone, literally eyeball them. It takes about maybe six investigators every 24 hours to change shifts and two on each shift.
So
a watch list doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. Well, that's what we were worried about because, you know,
nobody's being watched.
Obviously, if people were typing into their computers, you know, bombs or extremists, I'm sure there's keywords and bits and pieces. Would they? There'd have to be some sort of people following that, or text messages on phones and stuff like that.
There'd be internet analysts who would have automatic algorithms which would check the internet constantly.
Yep.
And things would be red flagged, and things would come up, and they'd be. If there's a terror site overseas, as there's plenty of them, well, then they'd be checking that all the time. But that's not a watch list.
No, not at all. No.
Nobody in Australia is being watched in the sense there's a list of 10,000 people who are being watched. Mm. No, nothing
so,
like it.
Pete, I used an example the other day. Let's say I get pulled over because I'm on my phone driving along in the car, and it's the second time it's happened that year, so they've given me a caution previously. When that police officer pulls me over, my name would come up on their database and they would say, oh, he's done this before, he's had a caution, let's book him. Is that what they probably mean when they say, oh, he was known to police?
Yes. If they'd been watching the person in the sense that they'd been surveying them electronically or they'd done a house raid or something...
Yep.
Obviously, they're known to police, but known to police really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Probably literally only means does it come up on the police crime database. Both these things are journalistic expressions to try and take cut corners.